may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right, now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM!
Here's BAM!
Oh, yeah, Radio BAM. I'm here with CKY.
Wolfsville.
And I want to know, how come, Jess, every time you come over, you bring beer, but it's like this new, like, it's always like strawberry, honey, wheat flavored fucking maple nut crunch bullshit. Why don't you just bring, if you're not bringing over Rust and Age, which is Yingling, then you're bringing over some maple nut crunch ass shit.
You know what?
Why don't you just bring over a brew?
This beer is made down the street from my house, so I thought I'd give it a try. It's okay. It's called Boxcar.
Tastes like maple nut crunch.
Yeah, it has like a weird fucking.
That's my
like,
kind of beer.
Taste.
I can't even drink beer, but that's actually sounds good. Actually.
Kim McDermott's company.
Yeah, it's this one's alright. It's still got a little cinnamony thing going.
Who wouldn't
on,
want sorry. Maple crunch?
Maple nut crunch.
Not in a beer.
Maple nut crunch.
Breakfast of
champions. You got a new kitten.
Tawanda Newton Harris. I found her at the.
Say again.
Tawanda Newton Harris.
What's that? That's your cat's name?
Yeah, Tawanda Newton Harris.
Tawanda Newton Harris.
Yeah.
Tawanda Newton Harris.
Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to get the cat's attention. Don't you think it's long?
I found her at the Dover Downs at the Firefly Festival when this band called Cake was playing.
Cake.
I know Cake.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to Turbo Negro with that
I like
guy.
Some
well,
of
I found stuff. Him in the woods.
Really?
Tawanda Newton Harris.
I saw Turbo Negro at the Bowery Ballroom with John McRae's dude from Cake.
How do you come up with the name Tawanda Newton Harris for your cat?
Well, the day I found the cat, I bumped into an old friend from kindergarten, and her name was Tawanda Newton. And
is
then,
she all right? You bumped into her?
Yeah.
Was she related to Newton?
Her name is Tawanda Newton.
Yeah. So... I saw her, and then you know Novak is, like, dyslexic or whatever, so He just started calling her Newton Harris. I'm like, where did Harris come from? So it just became Tawanda Newton Harris.
Tawanda Newton John. Tawanda Newton.
That's what he calls her, Olivia Newton Harris. And I'm like, it's Tawanda Newton Harris.
Olivia Newton Harris.
Where is the Newton from in Olivia Newton John? Is that a... middle name or is that a last name?
I think so.
Isn't that like when you get married and then you get divorced and you keep
or if you're stoked on your name and you're getting married, you just use both.
Yeah.
Like Rebecca Rosman Stamos.
Rebecca Romaine Stamos.
So Matthew Puppy has a new radio show.
It's a radio station actually.
Matthew Puppy.
Right now I'm program directing like pretty much the whole day. And I have all these different shows that I'm doing with Jess's show and Infectious Radio. Singer from Ween is doing a show with...
Who, Mickey?
Yeah,
Aaron.
Aaron, the singer.
He's a regular on this Punk Rock Michelle show. And
you know Punk Rock Michelle.
I saw her 2 days ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
And the ratings are like spiking.
I had to take a mean-ass shit in her fucking...
No way.
Punk Rock Michelle.
His little thing. Dude, her toilet is...
All
like,
right.
Your feet are at this gnarly stairwell that's basically vert that goes into her fucking basement that looks haunted, and there was no light there. So
you're taking a haunted
I'm
shit.
I'm shitting in pure darkness with a vertical stairwell that is like an inch in front of my feet. So I have to like basically with my eyes shut look for toilet paper, not fall down the fucking stairs.
Yeah.
In a teeny little punk rock clothing store in New York.
Yeah.
I've taken some creepy shits on tour before.
But there is this girl, we call her the Florida Stalker because she moved here from Florida.
Oh, tell me about it. I had to be the first one to make contact.
She
shows up on a bus and she's in my mom and dad's garage like setting up a board and she has a box of all her shit. And I had to be the one. Like, they
and she was planning on coming to my house to move in because once I meet her we're gonna fall in love and get married. And my mom's like, well, first of all, he's a little busy in that category. Second of all, you're crazy. Third of all, of calling the police.
Yeah. Well, I gave the Florida sponsor.
And
the police.
I had to call 911 on it.
So Matthew Puppy said, you should have a radio show on my radio and call it the Florida Stalker. And she was into it. And yeah. You know what? I would tune the fuck in the heart.
Because
I'm dying
to
know.
I would love to hear her stories.
What she has to
I
say.
I want to know where she came
are.
From, what happened to her, why she got
tune
on a bus
in,
with all her
tune
shit.
Tune in to Pooch here? FM because she's going to have her own
Pooch
show.
FM. Pooch
it's
FM.
It's an internet radio wait. Station. And
what's Slacker Radio?
That's, Slacker? That's some
because it's
app.
On my phone and I didn't
delete it.
App it.
Just yeah. delete it.
Well, dude, the Cleveland show last night was hilarious. It was just their band practice, and Murray was just destroying Cleveland, like one after another. Like,
they say, you're a singer of a band and you don't even have a fucking microphone.
And here's what, dude, it's in storage. Yeah, Cleveland's retort is, yes, I do. It's in storage. Like, it's a fucking microphone. Like, why is it in storage?
Yeah, is that all that's there?
Yeah, it fits in like a fucking little backpack or something.
Orange
bring
garage,
it to practice.
Big public storage.
Yeah.
A microphone.
Oh, and then he said that, dude, I'm on 4 phone calls at a time trying to get us gigs. Well, don't try and get us gigs. Get us gigs.
Yeah. And then he had the gall to complain at you guys because you were late, but you're driving 2 hours and you guys have jobs, and he's just sitting around waiting all day.
Daniel's I have the over new- there.
Daniel Davies is here.
Daniel Davies.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You could be sitting on a microphone.
I got this new Turbo Negro album. Let's play track 3. It's called Shake Your Shit Machine.
This is the new Turbo without Hank.
Yeah, without Hank.
That's cool.
They got the Duke of Nothing singing now.
Well, I have Hank tattooed on my arm, so I'm a little upset about it.
You're a little loyal, yeah. You're loyal.
I'll get over it.
Yeah.
I don't know what Hank is thinking. Last time I saw him, he was on Norwegian Pop Idol.
Norwegian Idol, yeah.
And he's singing Come As You Are in a fucking, like...
And he's, like, dead serious. Yeah. Like,
dead serious in a sweater with reindeer fucking... embroidered in it.
It's
Hank
strange.
With a sweatshirt with reindeer embroidered in it.
On YouTube. Yeah.
It's terrifying.
What track is that? I haven't heard this.
Scientology did it to him.
What track is it?
Track 3, Shake Your Shit Machine.
The fans seem to like it. I know, I heard a lot about it.
What, Hank going Scientology?
No, about this new turbo.
Oh, Shake Your Shit Machine. Yeah, it's good, dude.
Okay, track 3?
You know Volcom released it?
No idea. No.
They did?
Yeah.
Well, apparently you don't need a label anymore these days anyway.
You don't.
Right?
When you give your album to a label, it's like, here, you put this on Amazon and iTunes.
I did two rap songs. Is it going to be hard to put it on iTunes?
No, it costs fucking $10.
Yeah, but do I have to, like...
I told you to have Jess do it.
Does it take a while?
No, just have...
It's over... It's sometimes it's hours. The next day.
72 up to 72 yeah. hours or something.
Just let
really?
Jess do it, dude.
All right.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Well, I'm going to Croatia tomorrow.
Production.
Get me cover art, and then that's all I need.
I have to go to cover art. North Carolina for a day, then land in Philly just to drive to New York to go to... Barcelona for one day, then Ibiza for two, then Croatia, then Ljubljana.
Why go to Barcelona? You should bring some people.
Barcelona.
Wait, somebody said, my doctor said I need to watch my drinking, so I just need to find a bar with a mirror in it.
That's pretty good.
All right, Turbo.
Yup, Shake Your Shit Machine, Radio Bam. You're a big girl, ain't ya?
Climax in on a prayer.
listening to Radio Bam.
It's Radio Bam.
Action.
Shake Your Shit Machine. Turbo Negro new album called Sexual Harassment is Radio Bam with CKY. And so what do you guys, you've been writing new songs?
Yes.
Do you have any titles yet?
No. Just mean, probably, but who needs titles?
Just working just, titles at this moment.
We're just playing songs together and they sound really good. And then we're going to start recording them, you know, more so than demos, but... Right now,
you said you were recording it on a 4-track.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like with the cassette tape in it?
Yeah, totally.
Because it's. If the band can sound good without any tricks, then you can have the tricks to your advantage at the end if you really need it, but then it'll represent itself live, you know, and that's the intention.
We haven't written an album like this since, like, IDR. Like, the last Answer Can Be Found in Carver City were just like. All right, we got these two riffs, and, like, we'll hit the studio, and, like, hopefully it'll work out.
It's not really a cut-and-paste type of method we're doing. Yeah. We're writing songs together.
Like a real band would write a song.
Like, if we wanted to, we could probably, like, we hope to be able to just play it live in the studio if we want, you know?
How about Timbaland being, before. When you guys were doing IDR in Los Angeles, Timbaland was across the way. And he peeked his head in, and he goes, Dan, that sounds good. So wait a minute. You put the microphone
against Yeah, he asked me how you make that sound of the guitar, like, how you make that?
Well, you put the microphone against the amplifier, and then that's pretty much it.
That's
really?
It?
Really? You could do that?
Well, on some other level shit.
Other levels? Yeah. That's how it's been done since day one.
There's 13-year-olds in the garage.
He asked me that question, and then he got in his Ferrari and left.
Yeah, and then... I was mad at him for not knowing, and then I was mad at myself because maybe I'm the asshole because...
Damn, I just used a Triton.
Yeah,
that's what he said.
He had a Triton and Pro Tools, that's it.
I guess that's all you need these days.
That is all, and you know
Those
what?
Those days.
I just watched some of Dave Grohl's documentary, and it's fucking amazing, and it's like... It shows you how much work goes into, like, making a song, and, like... Because at the Grammys, he said, like, I'm the only dude that won a Grammy this year that actually played an instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone else that won this year just shows up and they have their beats there waiting for them. And then they just sing it and they auto-tune it and then go home.
And the thing is, dude, like, beats have everything to do with it. If it's a catchy-ass beat, then you're already 50% along your way. Like,
yeah.
You know, if the beat is catchy, then it doesn't really matter what you're going to say because it's already you're already bobbing your head.
Well, it was pretty cool. Like, I don't want to give too much away, but, like, it's like they have these random people show up and jam with them, like legends and shit.
You don't want to give it away?
Yeah, like, I'm
not.
What
do you know?
I'm supposed to not even say anything
about it. What do you know? You know too much.
But, dude, it's fucking amazing. And it's like, it's basically saying, like, look how much fucking shit you have to go through. To get what you just downloaded in 2 seconds. For free, you know?
That it's harder to make music on Pro Tools, they're saying?
No, like, I don't think kids today, like, know, like, how to be in a band and, like, write an album as a band. It takes hours and hours and hours and hours and so much work. And
well, you have to be in the same room as a band more than, you know, you can these days. You need to... That's what we're doing, is spending time as a band together in a room. If you can't do that, you're going to be emailing files, and it's always going to be fucked, and then there's always going to be some easy way to do it. Somebody's just going to chop it up and do it themselves.
And then when you play it live, it's not going to be as good because you didn't even play it live. You just put it together in the studio.
It's all sound, I mean, but...
Yeah, that's true. The most simplest fucking riff can be catchy as hell. Like, if you have a cool sound on your keyboard, you could have a beat and then go... Oh. Simple as fuck, but if it's the right noises, then it's gonna sound good.
Making your sounds from scratch though, and being true to, you know, what the instruments are in rock and roll, starting with that, getting your sounds through that, identifying yourself is cooler than manipulating it with the computer with a sound that anybody could use.
Yeah.
With that program.
Well, Ben, I heard you're working on some new music.
I have been.
Yeah.
I've been... I did a rap song, and I go by Fuckface Unstoppable, and it's called I want to bend my dick around the back of my ass so I can fuck myself. And then once I did that, I was taking a piss in the bathroom at Moss, and somebody wrote on the wall, "That's why I fucked your mom." And then somebody pointed an arrow to it and said, "I saw him do it." And I just started laughing. I'm like, that's a hook of a song. "That's why I fucked your mom. I saw me do it." So I did that one too. So I don't know. I'll keep it up. Whenever I have something new to rap about, I will.
So you'll be like Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, but he was trying to do it all dead serious. I go by Fuckface Unstoppable.
What was he?
Yeah, what was his rap name anyway?
He had one.
Does anybody remember?
Yeah, it was like all the
you
whole said,
Daniel, you can talk on a mic. Who's got one? Warren, we got another one?
Here's one.
You watched that Joaquin movie. You know about it. Was that a real thing?
It was a joke. Fucking no, it wasn't. I do not believe that at all. Like, when he's in the car...
He committed to it. You might be calling it a joke at this point.
It was...
I think that his manager or something was like, "You fucking asshole, you're doing coke on the way to fucking Sean Puffy Combs' thing, and you're freaking out because you're late." Like, he obviously was bummed out because he missed the meeting, and he's ripping rails on fucking hookers' tits and shit. That was not a joke.
He did some serious method shit.
Dude. Do you think that he was pouring salt on the hooker? Like,
well, Ben Affleck.
Plus, he's obviously, like, naked with the hooker. So, like... Yeah. You banged her out. What did you, like, rent a
hook? Affleck, dude.
Yeah.
He directed it.
What do you know about it, Daniel?
I honestly think that he did it, he filmed it, he did what he did, and then his managers were like, "You're fucking nuts for putting this out. You tell everybody right now that it was a joke."
Where has he been since? I like the movie.
Yeah, because he's so out of control.
I like shit like that.
Yeah.
I thought he was ruining his career, but where is he?
He just...
Talk in the mic.
He's got a new movie coming out.
Called what?
The Masterpiece.
Called the what?
The Masterpiece. Is it the Masterpiece? No, I don't remember what it's called. It's about like an anti-Scientology movie.
Is it a good, promoted, big Hollywood movie?
Oh, anti-Scientology
Paul Thomas Anderson directed it.
Did you see how bummed out Ben Stiller was when he came over the house? And he's just like, "You think you're all funny, Ben Stiller, when you're like..." And he was like...
Oh, man.
A dog? What did you say?
"You're acting like a fucking dog in some stupid outfit going..." It's not funny. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
And Ben Stiller's just like... Like, he didn't know what to say.
Oh, man.
It's called I'm Still Here.
Yeah.
Joaquin. That's what the movie's called?
So... Are you going to do a little rap documentary about yourself and your rapping?
No, I'm just having fun with it.
You're just going to do this to make your new roommate jealous?
Dude, I did. When I got off the plane, because production loves dubstep and all that, and you know, he's always doing songs, but he just gets them from the internet and does it. But, like, when I got off the plane, I thought he'd be super stoked on my song, but he was more just like... Fuck. Like, the quality's good. You had the song done from scratch. And, you know, just like,
just
pissed that he wasn't involved in it. So then we did another with him in it.
Yeah, Bam's a rapper now, dude. I knew it was going to happen someday. Can't listen to Yellow Wolf and Lil Wayne too much.
Speaking of Yellow Wolf, he asked me to make him 7 different t-shirts.
Does he think you make t-shirts?
Well, he knows I paint.
He wants you to paint the image.
Well, I think he just wants me to see what I come up with, and if he likes it, he'll use it for his merch. Which is fine by me. But I will play Fuckface Unstoppable after I play this paint song, which sounds like Cleveland farting up the stairs. It's track 5. It's called Your Retro Career Melted.
Is Novak coming over?
Yeah.
How's he doing since...
He went to the zoo today.
How's he been since... I've seen him, but while he's not here...
Why would he go to the zoo?
He was talking about zoos last night.
Why?
I don't know.
The zoo's awesome, dude. Yeah, I'm jealous.
Animals, yeah, but why would Novak be interested in the zoo?
I'm big time jealous, dude.
Yo, look at that fucking gorilla. Damn, Apple, look at that gorilla. There's leopards over here.
Yeah.
He doesn't care.
Nocturnal.
He was the reptile section, Apple. $13.95 for nachos. This is bullshit.
Where's these track at?
Track 5.
Your CD player is awesome.
I think everything here needs an update.
I'll say. Everything here needs an update. I said.
Why are you playing rap in the background?
It's actually John Frusciante.
It is?
Yeah, it's his new record.
Is he rapping?
I think that's like
his buddy?
Redman or something. Mm. Somebody. I don't know. It's not production. What track?
Five.
And who are we listening to? About to?
The Faint, but it sounds like Cleveland farting up the stairs in the beginning. Listen.
Will do.
What is this?
Alright. He was gonna get pussy and then he went and ruined it by making it. These noises up the
well,
stairs.
He's holding in his farts all night.
You gotta make a video of him walking up the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, chop him. Alright, video of him. Oh yeah, that was Faint. So I got my new rap song here. Fuck Face Unstoppable.
2012.
It's called That's Why I Fucked Your Mom.
So who's in it? It's Dennis, Louis.
Well, in this track, it's Louis sings like a little bit of the hook. Dennis has a rap part, which is Bad Boy Nonchalant, and then right. production has the last part.
Do you say the year in it? Is Chad just fucking with you?
No, what? I'm fucking.
Like, why do rappers do that? Like, it's dated immediately. Yeah, it's like.
Rap's normally dated.
Yeah, motherfucker, 1996, represent. You know, it's just like. In 1997, it sucked.
It's made to be dated.
Track two. I think Novak should be pulling up any second, so by the time the song's done, he'll probably be here.
Is he driving?
Well, I don't know.
He still drives?
Oh, he has an actually funny story about him going to court yesterday.
For what?
You'll find out.
Oh, God. All right, fuck face.
All right, this fuck face unstoppable with That's Why I Fucked Your Mom.
Because I fucked his mom. But I got the job done and your mom had fun. Aw, oh, shit, I just jizzed in your mom's face. Actually, in your bed at your place. Oh, you all mad now? Well, I apologize. I don't get your mom's eye tears rise. Her big milk titties, I pants rise. Then put that bitch to sleep. Then sang her a lullaby. Oh, shit.
She having, and she be calling me up because she carrying 100 times a day, 1,000,000 times a week. And every time she texts my phone, I fucking hit delete. Damn, what the fuck your mom says? What's up in the top of your diamonds? What time is it? She said, let's go. Mom to my house, like, oh, oh no. Banged her once, banged her twice. Ask me, us, I'm naughty nice. Told her that I like the way. Smoke weed like every day. Bad boy nonchalant, and yes, I'm killing it. And when I beat the fucking beat, I hope you know I'm spilling it on the floor. Have a back, have my back against the wall. Pick her up, lift her up. Now I'm fucking with it all. Go, shake it. Sodomize, your racketeering, love sauce for no Vaseline. If you do it raw, dog, I'm hoping that your ass is clean. I ain't the boogeyman. She had a nasty dream. She does ATMs without a cash machine. She gets crazy brain. She's a mental patient. She'll take any train, any Grand Central Station. I'm a man, and I love the way she works my balls. Yeah, I fucked her mom, but it's better than me jerking off.
Too much fun she having, and she be calling me up because she carrying 100 times a day, 1,000,000 times a week, and every time she texts my phone, I fucking hit delete.
What? That was Fuckface Unstoppable. I, a.k.a.
Chatty
Bam Margera.
Matty J, Danny D, Bammy M.
Radio Bam 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 Bam. Serious. Faction. XMM Stack. Oh.
Novak just showed up. Yeah. And you went to the fucking zoo.
Yeah, I went to the zoo to kill time.
Novak's don't go to the zoo.
Apple's like, I'm trying to get you to where you belong. He's trying to bait me in there to put me in a fucking cage.
Hey, yo, babe, look at that fucking lion.
Did anything cool happen?
Yeah, I saw some cool ass shit. Apple got pictures. It was cool. It was something to fucking do.
Why are we late? Why are we late?
Because I get here, I get right around the fucking corner, and then Apple calls. She's out with her friends, but now her friends don't want to go out, so now she wants to hang out. So I got a U-turn around to go get her. And then I'm like, well, I have to go do this. This is what I have to do. This is how I get a fucking paycheck. And my work isn't important to her. Only hers is. Because I guess mine's just kids' play.
What'd she do? Preston and Steve?
No, well, now you're pissing President Steve off.
Damn.
Fucked up.
I meant to say, who does she do, President Steve?
When I was away, probably. She did Bam when I was away, too.
Oh, really?
But that's cool. Cause
I heard it on President Steve. Don't
Her mom.
They talk about it all the time.
Yeah, don't get me around.
You don't listen,
guys.
Yeah, why'd you go to court, Novak?
I'm not even allowed in that studio. They don't even let me in that studio. They're so scared of me.
So you just went to court yesterday. Tell me all about it.
I get this ticket in the mail. A citation comes in the mail. It says driving on suspended. When you get a citation, you have to sign when you get the ticket, you know, to prove that they gave it to me. No signature. It says license plate number unknown.
What? Hold on. What's this haunted hayride music that you're playing?
This is Phantomas.
Well, it's distracting.
It's awesome.
To whose ears?
We drove back from Montreal once, and I drove your Porsche, and we listened to this the whole time.
I wanted to kill myself.
Was that another day you wanted to kill yourself?
He was playing Phantomas. And he's loving it, trying to stay awake driving. But
12
it sounds
hours.
Just like this.
Yeah.
This is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Where do you hear it? This is what he's listening to.
It's Mike Patton.
Yeah.
And Dave Lombardo.
Are you trying to sleep at this point?
I'm trying to sleep. He's trying to stay awake.
Oh,
it's the Slayer drummer, Dave Lombardo, Mike Patton, who's an amazing singer, the Melvins bass player.
Well, he's not amazing in this. He's just screaming. He's scaring the shit out of me.
Well, they hire him to do sound effects for, like, movies and shit. Like,
this is movie.
What's that Will Smith one, I Am Legend or whatever?
Yeah.
He was the voice of the demon zombies and shit. Yeah, like...
Well, it worked because I was scared shitless when yeah. Chad was trying to drive.
Yeah. Sounds like an ADD ride from hell. One person trying to sleep, one person
wait till it
to
kicks
metal.
In.
ADD ride from hell. Dude, who were you talking about who has such ADD? It's like, oh,
Bob,
yeah, man.
Bob.
That's a pretty cool hot tub you got out there. What are you building? Oh, shit, you want to ride bikes?
Yeah.
Oh, macaroni and cheese, I can't eat that.
Yeah.
Whoa, you got a new refrigerator. Cool. Who's painting? Oh, you guys want to ride bikes?
Like my shirt?
This is the mellow part. See, this is. You can deal with this, right?
Sounds like a scary witch movie.
So, Novak, you're in court.
Yeah, so I get this ticket. It says driving on suspended. Now, since I came home from prison, I was not pulled over one time. I know that for a fact, and I have no reason to lie. So, Apple's pissed off at me. She thinks I got pulled over, thinks I'm lying about shit. I go to fight it. I go into court, and the cop walks up to me. Mr. Novak, what would you like to do about this? Well, I'm here because I'm pleading not guilty, idiot. I'm going to fight it. So he's like, well, I'm willing to offer you, you know, I'm going to get rid of the fine, but you're going to get the points. I'm like, no, I'll deal with the fine. I just want to get to not have these points. So I go, he's like, well, it's your choice. Ball's in your court. Let's play. I'm like, where do I fucking sign up for this game, dude?
The cop felt like such a dumbass.
We go into the court. The judge calls my name. I'm on the one side, the other side. He reads it, driving on suspended. The cop says what happened. And before I even get to plead my case, the officer says, wait, so you're telling me you didn't pull him over? How do you know he was driving? Well, what had happened was I had saw Mr. Novak walk into the car, and I knew who he was, so I figured I'd just run his name to see what pops up. And what do you know? Suspended license.
You can't do that.
That's profiling. It's like me saying, oh, there's Bam walking down, and I'm a cop. There's Bam Margera walking
see,
to that restaurant.
See, now this
let's
is the type of shit that I'm talking about, Chad.
Listen to that.
Novak, so what popped up?
Nothing. I'll tell you what popped up. Some shit-ass music. Nothing popped up.
Yeah, but the guy from Slayer did the drums, and the guy from Who Cares is terrible.
I like it. It doesn't have words.
Chad likes it because it has cool production.
It does constantly. It's constantly
changing. So the judge doesn't even ask me my case. While the officer is explaining his side of the story, the cop officer says, "So you've never saw him? You saw him get into a car. Did you pull him over?" "Well, no, because I didn't have time to turn around and get by." You have a police car with signs for a reason. That means you can swerve in and out and do all this shit that normal people can't do.
He gave you a ticket, and he didn't pull you over.
No, he never pulled me over.
And just sends it in the mail to his address.
And then he did something which is completely illegal, which is profiling. You can't just run people's name up as you see them walking to see if you should arrest them. If I committed a crime in front of them, then you can deal with me.
Yeah.
Did he think you were Jewish?
No.
What does that even mean, Preston?
I don't get it either.
What the hell does that even mean?
I don't know. So, fuck.
I'm stumped.
That was a neighbor.
So the cop literally gets fed the fuck up. He's like, "So wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You never pulled him over. You sent a ticket to him in the mail. And then you have the gall to waste, A, the taxpayers' money by bringing this into court. And B, my time fighting this case. This is completely unacceptable. You are getting paid to sit in your car and just watch people." He didn't say that, but basically.
Did you
even
get to talk?
I didn't need to. Wow. And then the judge said, "This court deserves an apology." So the fucking cop, and it was his day off, so he had to come
the
in.
The cop had to apologize to
the court and basically me.
After he just said, "You want to play a game? Yeah. Let's play ball.
Let's play ball."
Yeah.
I'm like, "All right, dude."
He had an agenda for you.
Yeah, it was personal, dude, because I've pissed off so many bouncers in town that all the bouncers hang out with cops because they want to be muscular and have some kind of authority.
And you're kicked out of half the bars.
Yeah, I'm kicked out. I've been arrested in bars where I had to go to the drunk tank and I make fun of the guy. I had to call the cop. I have a ginger cat and the cop put my handcuffs on was a ginger.
You hear about this?
I'm in the drunk tank. They pull out.
And he means no harm at all.
My wrist is, my knuckles bleeding. And I didn't know that because my hands were behind me in the cuffs. And they have them against the wall, and they're taking the cuffs off. And I don't know.
Why are your hands bleeding?
Why are your hands all bloody? Well, officer, I have this cat. He's part wombat, 100% ginger. And all the cops start laughing. And I don't know why they're laughing. I turn around, the guy taking my cuffs off is a ginger.
Full-blown redhead.
He's thinking I'm just making fun of him.
What's that supposed to mean? It means my cat is a red haired cat.
And as they're emptying my pockets, they pull out a credit card and a rolled up $20 bill. Just up to no good. What answer? What reason? This is horrible.
Jesus Christ, Chad.
How do you listen to this?
This is terrible. Driving back.
I feel like
this
I should
me,
be killing
this
my
me
mother.
Trying to sleep.
That's an ADD ride from hell, dude. I feel like I should be stabbing my mother over and over.
Dude,
and over
I'll dive
over
off the Golden Gate to this fucking song.
Like Slash's twin. Light a cigarette up and just fucking fall back.
It's better than rap.
I don't know about that. Maybe I was on a lot of meth.
This is like
a billion homeboys can't be wrong.
This is like crack cocaine on an album.
It's like shooting up a speedball meth and coke.
Jess, why are you?
I think it's good music.
You like it, Jess.
Interesting.
Interesting. That's a choice of words.
And the drummer fucking rolls.
Do you think it's easy to play?
It's impossible.
It probably
is. Because it sucks. This sounds like the argument that you have between
guys can do
this.
It's
impossible to play, yeah, because they can't even repeat what they did.
Yes, they can. They do it live. That's the thing.
But you know what? They released an album of...
If you had to replace somebody, it would be too hard to duplicate.
Well, did you ever hear when they did that?
Away, I don't want to hear it to
of
start
all
with.
Movie themes and shit. Like they released
director's cut.
Yeah, director's cut. It's fucking awesome.
Did you hear about that dipshit that got
arrested?
I don't
even want the regular cut.
Did you hear about that? Speaking of movies, that dipshit that just got arrested. He went in to see Batman and he went there an hour early and sat in the very back row and he brought a loaded gun and a bag full of
where
bullets
have you
for
been?
Protection.
Where have you been?
No, this isn't the shooting. This isn't the shoot up.
Oh,
this is a new one.
Wait, there's a new one?
Fucking follow the story, idiots.
Okay.
God damn
we're
it.
All ears.
Is this like
it.
Yesterday?
This is like today. He goes in an hour early, sits in the last row so no one can sneak
for
up
protection.
On him. And he has a loaded gun and a bag full of bullets.
Just in
for protection.
In case.
And he's seeing the Batman movie. fuck's what happened? Oh, they arrested his nut ass. The fuck you think happened?
What did
he
think was going to happen?
He just wanted to be prepared in case another gunman.
Yeah, he went in his mind. He thought he was preparing himself in case someone fucking goes nuts again.
Is he in case trouble? Someone turns around and shoots him in the face? Like,
I don't know. What's his crime?
Fucking A, bringing a loaded gun into a movie theater.
He had a bucket full.
Theater.
Really?
He had a loaded gun and a bag full of bullets. And he was seeing Batman. What the fuck's wrong with these people, man? Man, oh man.
Man, oh man, man.
Yeah, I get shit together. So just tell him how you smash it.
You didn't want to. You don't want Phantomus, right?
Is this how your head? Is this what goes over your head all day, Chad? Yeah. It goes on from that fucking death metal to this. Is this what you ride your mountain bike to in archery classes?
I know. Chad rides his mountain bike to his archery class so he can think about doing skeet shoot.
Dude, they kicked him out of Walmart because he kept trying to fucking haggle over $2.
No, that's not what I was doing, dude.
I want to know.
I was buying... I told you this last time.
All right, well, tell us again.
I heard the story. Yeah.
I was buying bikes from Walmart because I didn't buy a bike in years, and I didn't know the difference between a good bike or a bad bike. I figured one of those fucking bikes should be fine, and they all suck.
Did you know the difference?
I did eventually, and now I'm
happy. But you returned the bike 4 times.
I don't know, dude.
And then they kicked you out. You're not even allowed back.
They kicked me out because I was riding it in Walmart.
Because they have built-in resistance.
Were you by yourself?
Yeah.
They don't roll very well.
Did you have your shades on, too?
Then I got in a fight with the chick who was trying to kick me out, and then I popped a wheelie in her face. She was like, you can't be riding the bikes anymore. I was like picked it up right in front of me. I was like, I can't ride these.
Did you have your sunglasses on, too?
I look like hell, yeah.
She wasn't even
in a Walmart outfit, and she was walking around with a shopping cart with, like, a couple items, and I was like, she's like, you can't be riding that in here. I was like, well, what are you, shopping? Like... She was like, I work here.
She was offended.
She didn't look like she worked there. What are you, shopping?
So how's your new bike holding up?
My new bike is great.
Does it have rock shock?
It does.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think the only place you ride that to is to your mailbox.
Not true, dude. I'm bombing tough-ass hard trails. Technical shit.
You even got bike lingo down. Bombing tough-ass hard trails.
He's got a pretty gnarly mountain to ride on.
Is your archery thing set up off the trail, or is that in your backyard?
The archery is in the backyard.
When's the skeet shoot?
I was just going to say, you took it right out of my mouth, dude. Next, he's going to have a skeet shooting thing set up.
Then he's going to go duck hunting.
I'm going fishing a lot.
What's with you?
Are you going with Mickey?
You're having a major midlife crisis.
It's not a midlife crisis, dude. I told you, when you don't do drugs every day,
I went to the zoo
you
today.
You do other shit.
Good point. That's why I went to the zoo today.
You're just trying to pass the time, like, with hobbies and shit.
Me? I'm not necessarily passing time. I'm in the studio.
Cool. Yeah.
And then when I'm not, like, I have more energy and I'm busier, like, wanting to do things because I'm not fucking high waiting to be, or I'm not, like, withdrawing waiting to be high more than ever being high.
Of course Novak understands.
Now you want to go out and just
I'm on the same page. But what I don't understand
is... I have to do shit. Other than that, what am I going to do?
Yes.
I don't understand this one thing, and I don't get this deal. You say that you can't sleep on anyone's couch anymore because you're 40 years old. You're too old for that. Like, you can't spend the night over here anymore because...
I stayed at Jess's house, but we're busy working.
But you won't just stay over here if you've been drinking, like...
But you have a bed with your own room.
I've been drinking.
Well, if
Warren has that room.
Well, now, because you never stay over anymore.
That's fine.
So you can't...
I pay for a house. It's not cheap.
Well, you stay there.
I got to use it up. You know what I mean? It's like, waste my money.
Cheers to Chad. You know me. Wait. Why is production banned from this room while you're here doing a radio show?
Well, I'll tell you, nothing can get on the air when he does it.
I heard you're fuming mad at him right now.
I've been getting calls from Sirius about him submitting shows that were terrible, that can't be on the air. And
but you know me.
They called
he
me
says
up
he
like,
has a show. I say, well, if you have a show, then send it.
They call me up to like, Chad,
I don't know what has been said.
Chad,
I don't know how the quality of it.
You know what, Chad? We're not going to run that show. We're just going to run something else. I don't know what it is you just sent to us, but we can't run that. And I'm like, I didn't send you anything. They're like, so what are you talking about? We just got this show. It's terrible. We can't air this.
He's damaging your name
it
all around town.
It sounds terrible, and it's like there's a rapper on there.
And he plays all his songs. Like, he, like, splices in his songs. It's the production hour.
I don't even know about
this. He probably does it after we do the show, because when we do it, he doesn't.
you don't know about it.
Yeah, he probably takes it and then goes and puts his song
in. It definitely does. That's why it takes 7 weeks to
get. How do we get to hear one of them?
They tell Sirius to send it back because they don't want it.
Will Pendarvis, can you send it to Chad at CK?
Cullen has to forward me the email of the show that production sent.
Cullen, if you hear it, send it.
Just send it to Chad's house. What's your address, Chad?
I'm dying to know. Dude, if he puts his rap songs in more than once.
Chad, all jokes aside, has he really
did that? Because you
could
always end it with his rap song, which he probably did. But if he actually spliced in.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Does he really do that? Have you heard
comments,
Chad?
And, like, zinger and shit.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I think you're exaggerating.
You're kidding.
You hear that every now and then.
Are you serious?
Yo, this is production on Radio Bam. Bam, what's up?
Like
hey, production, how's it going?
Hey, Bam. Just want to play some more rap in a second here on Radio Bam.
Radio Bam, man.
That's over.
What's this?
This is a young...
Esteban.
This is a young Yngwie Malmsteen.
I like him.
Yeah, he's playing with a band called Steeler. He's like 17. They snagged him from Sweden. With the U.S. band.
Didn't you used to bang a chick out from Sweden when you were single?
Me, huh?
No, I think it was Finland.
I thought it was Sweden.
Both.
Man, your dick's got some mileage.
That's what she says.
She says.
This shit's awesome, though.
So, did you talk about how you destroyed your house the other day?
No.
He broke his window out again.
Yeah. You did?
The
same
one?
Oh,
the slide, the one goes on the deck up on the second floor.
From your bedroom?
No, on the second floor where
is
you got to the deck.
Warren came up with off? Flavored tequila.
No, fucking it.
You
no.
broke into Warren's room and kicked out his window?
No, the back glass sliding door.
Out onto the
deck. The nice one.
Yeah,
dude,
I don't know what I did.
Phil just knows how to press my buttons is what it is. Like, he maybe he doesn't know that he's doing it, but he is. And he'll just be like,
He knows how to get digs in. He does that to me.
And I'll say.
He'll just say something that just cuts deep. You're like,
here's a perfect example. So what's Pat been doing? Because he's supposed to be building an art studio at my house. He's been sleeping on the couch for the past 2 days, and then he called off on the third day because he was too sick, which sick means hungover. So that means I'm ratting him out in Phil's eyes. So, Pat, what the fuck? You sleeping for 2 days and then you call out sick and da da da. I'm just saying what's happening. I'm not ratting anybody out. I'm saying what he's doing.
Right, right.
And I'm paying him to not do anything.
So it pisses off Phil because he's
Brother, so what are you trying to say? And then Pat's like, yo, why are you ratting me out? Yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm not writing you out. I'm saying that I'm paying you $40 a fucking hour or $50 to fucking sleep.
Yo, why you rat me out?
Why you rat me out? Because I don't feel like giving you $50 of sleep.
I'm the foreman on this job. Yeah. I'm paying. Mm-hmm. That's,
And then there's like other certain things too. Like there'll be like 2 PBRs left in the fridge. Like, yo, you mind if I grab this last one? Well, sort of, but you're asking, so I'm going to have to say yes. Yeah. It's like grabbing somebody's last cigarette. Yeah. Like, it's
a
rule.
It's a cardinal rule,
It's a cardinal rule. You don't ask for the last cigarette of somebody else's.
Yo,
last beer, you mind if I grab it? Yeah. Well, on 2 accounts, it's my last beer, and number 2, you're working. So, 2 double no's. But I'm going to say yeah because he wants it. And then I tell Phil, and then I'm ratting him out. So then I picked up the whole fucking table and threw it on Phil.
Dude, I came here.
Really?
Then I grabbed a lamp and then I threw it out at the window.
Holy shit! Man.
I came here the next morning. Like
then
a
I burned my hand.
Monsoon hit this house, man. It was like a murder scene.
It did.
Knives on the floor, broken plates, glasses, and like what the fuck? You need to calm down. Okay. That's the worst thing ever to say.
If anybody says calm down or relax, it makes you
10 times madder.
Yeah. Think about it. If you're mad at Novak, you're like, Novak, you fucking came over my house, you fucking did this, you said that. Jess.
Relax.
Relax. No, I don't want to relax.
Well, you're just going to sit back and be like, yeah, Jess, you know what, you're
no,
right.
You got a point. So calm down. No one ever goes, yeah, you're right. Maybe I will calm down. No. It just drives you
you're
more.
Just
like, I'm not going to fucking relax.
He's pouring gas on the fire at that point.
Is this Yngwie?
It's Steeler, which has Ron Keel on vocals from Keel.
Okay.
You ever heard The Right to Rock by Keel?
Yeah, it's every spell. Ron Keel.
I liked it.
You jealous that I went to the zoo today?
Let's play The Hive.
All right. Where is the track? What track is it?
9.
No, really.
Thank you.
Yes, tell me the track.
9.
Yes, tell me the track.
9.
Yes.
That's the name of it?
It's Germany.
Oh.
German. 9 for no.
Oh, okay. You're simple, dude.
9. No. Yes. Tell me the track.
Fucking simple.
Yes. Tell me the track. All right. There we go.
Looks like I give a fuck.
Holy Lord, I got a bonus.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Bam.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Found them.
Bullshit.
I fucking found them.
So we're here with Sid. Well, you know everyone that's here, you fucking listeners. And
I found them on the side of the road.
You're a liar. Sig was just making fun of my
Why is
Nikes.
It so funny that I was wearing flip-flops?
Look at them. They're not even like cool ones. They're the thong ones that go between your toes. And they're camouflage.
Yeah, well, I smashed a lot of glass. Yesterday.
so Bam's making fun of
me. It's easy to wear flip-flops around the house.
So admit that you didn't find them.
I found them on the side of the road.
You are a liar.
I think I went to a store to go buy them.
They look really stupid.
Dude, all right, whose shoes are gayer now, Sig? Mine or Bane's?
You look like Bam's.
An idiot. Oh, Bam's. Sig's of know-all.
Bam says I have gay shoes.
What do you got on? You don't got flip-flops, do you?
Yeah, huh? he's wearing brown shoes with a gray sole.
He's like Skechers.
What are you,
Skechers or something?
I was at New York and I went in Doc Martens.
Well, it looks like you went to Payless instead.
Jess has been wearing dad shoes since before he had kids.
Yeah.
Are they
dad shoes?
Like brown dad, like just.
Well, they were like grayish
shoes.
And then we got in that flood. And they just turned.
And then remember
color.
We ordered sneakers from Vans for Jess?
He
got them. They were size 13. He's a 12.
Shit, give them to me.
Wear them anyway.
Yeah, you know what?
Go trade them in at Fairman's, dipshit.
They're pretty padded, so maybe I haven't even tried them on yet.
Throw them the fuck on.
I bet you got a big ass dick. If you wear size 13.
It's mediocre.
Let's see it.
Come on, Jess, let's see it.
Just like silence.
Come on, Jess, let's see it.
Whip the dick.
It's mediocre at best.
Well, prove it.
I know. I think you're lying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's find out.
You know what? That trick, this trick, is pretty accurate.
All right, well, let's prove it then.
Show us how accurate it is.
It's a fucking room full of dudes.
Yeah, exactly. What better place to pull it out?
Is this Key West?
Rehoboth Beach.
Yeah, I was trying to think Rehoboth. Of that. I was trying to think of Rehoboth.
Rehoboth Beach.
Did they send you some too, Sick, Vance?
Yeah. No, they didn't. I had to steal a pair from here.
Way to go, DeWitt. Way to leave Sick
Well, they
out.
Might have. Bam wanted them all.
See, that's why I had mine
I
sent
gave them to
I had to beg for
That's
it.
Why I had mine sent.
Yeah, right. I said, yeah, you want a pair?
I believe like, Chad oh. 1,000,000%.
That's not true.
That's why I had mine sent to my
so
house.
So not
like,
true.
He's like, just have them sent here. I'm like, no way, dude. I have to beg you for 2 weeks to get them. And then you'll throw them in the pool, and I'll have to swim them out.
Because you know why? Because you're an idiot. Because your apartment, you leave open... God, no.
Don't
you went
go
to fucking
people that
you went to fucking Baltimore. Apple's at work all day. Your TV's on. Your shit's everywhere. You all you have to do is open up the door and you're in.
Big
so
difference
I start,
here.
I start snooping. I start sniffing your girlfriend's panties and
you
shit.
Fucking dirtbag.
And then I start opening
you know
up your closet.
Too.
And then I'm like, dude, you have fucking 8 of my jackets. So if you've noticed, they're gone.
You took them back?
Yeah, man.
I'll just take them back from you again.
They're mine.
This is just like your house. It's always open. There's always TVs or radios on. What's the difference?
Yeah, but I the difference is I have 9 cameras to film who comes in and comes out.
Why?
Well, and I have a lock on my door.
Friends share, Bam.
I have observant neighbors.
Yeah, right. Who? Fucking Bullet?
I did.
You bet it's me, Bullet. Just got out of jail.
But the first
thing. You want to know why they call me Bullet? Because... I got a bullet in my nose, and it was stuffed with cocaine, and I lived.
Dude, that's a true story. This guy did so much coke. And he's like, I'm going to tell you this story, but you'll probably think I'm lying. I'm like, no, you're that out there that I'll believe probably whatever you tell me because it's too dumb to lie.
Right.
He did so much coke, and he does so much coke, that he drives his buddy into Philly one time.
His claim to fame is that he lived because he had so much coke in his nose that a bullet hit his nose. And it was so clogged with coke.
It just got absorbed.
It got absorbed.
The coke, all the lodged fucking said. Coke yeah. lodged
so
in his nose.
His new nickname is Bullet.
Jammed the fucking bullet. And it's the, and he got shot by, he went into North Philly to buy some fucking coke off this guy. Yeah. He gives him half of the money and the guy gives him the coke. And as he's pulling away, the guy comes, realizes he's short and walks up to the fucking window and just pulls the gun out and shoots him right in his fucking face.
Luckily, my fucking nose is just stuffed full of coke, so I was fine. So I lived. So I lived.
He could never think of that good of a lie.
So what are you up to, Novak?
Oh, actually, fresh out of rehab.
Oh, rehab? Well, I got some Park 30s if you need it.
If Buddy Bill told me that story, I'd believe every minute.
Totally. He's like a Buddy Bill. Exact same type dude, right? The day I come home from prison, I just got home. I'm on parole. I can't do anything. He Bam's at my house. He comes banging on the door. Oh, it's me, Bullet. Comes in.
He didn't knock. He just
no,
opened
he just opens the door and rushes in.
Of course.
And everyone's like,
naturally.
What the fuck?
Yo, it's me, Bullet.
Who the fuck is Bullet?
I'm like, yeah, I'm finally clean. You know, I kicked my pill habit in prison, blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, cool, man. Well, I got this full script of Perk 30s if you need any. Yeah. I'm like, did you not just hear a goddamn word?
A,
I
said? Don't want to hear about it. B, don't tempt me.
I know. Like, I mean, that was my first fucking hours of freedom, and you're talking about a full bottle of pills.
He's 5 hours home from jail after 1 year, and then he goes, well, I got some Perk 30s.